safely.
Good evening. Welcome to the Valley Academy board meeting for April 10th. It is 6 o'clock. In attendance, we have Betsy Kimber, Alicia Terry Martin, Nikki Hill, Miranda Close, Ellen Ranta Olson, Wes White. Excused is Jackie Choto. We also have student council here this evening, Dale Barga and Tracy Stevens, Kate Bergen, Candace John Barlow. Okay. Did I say Elena? Evelina. I know. As soon as after I said it, I was like, that's not right. Evelina. Okay. So with that, Wes, do you want to lead us in the pledge?
Sure. Of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Betsy, do you want to read the mission statement?
Sure. I'd love to. At Valley Academy, we are dedicated to achieving excellence in our education, our character, and our pathways for the...
Everybody here in attendance is public, or is not public comment, is student council, right? No public comment. Okay. This evening, we do not have any training for this month. The only thing we have is the portable lease discussion that we've talked about in finance committee, so nothing to update there. Last month, we made sure we've got the meetings and audio posted. I got the policies posted. We have sent out an email and posted it on Facebook on our website for the board member application. I have not received anything yet. I'm not super worried about it, but if you know somebody that would be a good fit, reach out, let them know that we are accepting applications. Student Council. Oh,
hi.
So, back from our leadership training at Disneyland, and we actually got to learn, so it made up for missing school. During our trip, I bonded with people I don't usually talk to, including sixth graders. Crazy. And we learned how to fix our pairs and our team. One activity that we did, put into pairs, and one of them would be given a picture to describe to the other, and they would have to try and draw what they were saying without saying what it actually was. I actually have mine with me, and my picture was a horseshoe.
Oh.
Did you draw it, or explain it?
She drew it.
Pretty good.
It was a little stressful, but we got there, and some who were the partners, had difficult time trying to explain it, but we didn't fight, we didn't yell at each other.
That's a success, yeah. Uh-oh, there's some disagreement.
About how some of our us may be a good leader and bond with everybody. There was this one thing where our guide distributed us, well, he took out four boards, attributes and like values, and he told us to go to whichever board that stuck out to us. And I remember there were two other people. And he asked us which trait stood out to us the most, and we all said competitive would make a good leadership quality if it was used correctly. It was a lot of fun. We got to hang out, and I think it would help others be a better leader.
This training is different than the last one. We focus on leadership skills, and we all have different things about us, like she said, and how that's a good thing. Those together and appreciate those things, and we also focus on what things we thought we had as strengths and what things that we thought that we could.
It was great. This one is really in Pirates of the Caribbean as a group in our training. They took us up there and we did a listening drill where we had one person got to a certain point in the ride where that person had to tell us.
Very nice. Good. Does anyone else have anything they want to share?
I loved hanging out with them as much as I did.
It was a really stressful trip. Mm-hmm. On the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, accommodation, but it really wasn't. None of them have never been to Disneyland before. And we went to the Disneyland Target, and we found out one of them had never been to the beach. So we're like, come on up, we're going to the beach right now.
That's cool, though. Good. Good. Does anybody have any questions for them? We're glad you guys got to go out there and experience it and learn and have fun. More than welcome to stay. Any other updates from student council? Are we doing elections for next year?
We will be shortly.
Okay. Is this your last year here?
Yeah.
Whose last year is it here? Oh, everybody's? Oh, my.
Wow. Yeah. And we do have a few things coming up, like we're going to do a little service project, we're going to do thank you cards and things like that, and end up with a little ice cream.
Thank you.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
We'll skip Nate. He had to run to Mountain View, so he'll come back and give us the update. So, Tracy.
Hey, my director's report. By the way, hi everyone. I was late.
Oh, you're totally good. We have a mission to beat our 45-minute record, so we were starting at 6.
No, I'm
teasing. There's no pressure. We will take the appropriate time. I'm totally teasing.
Okay. Enrollment as of October 1st, 2023.
Yes, go.
No one will be mad.
So our current enrollment, as of today, is up 4 from last month, 564. And then just shows you that everything stayed the same except second and third grade. We just added for that. Enrolled for the next school year, we are at 648 as of today. And I kind of just broke that down. There's a lot of moving parts on that, so if you've got questions, please. Kindergarten, 74, it says room for one more with the three classrooms that we have. First grade, 87. We keep 75, so we're at 87. We're right there where we need to be. Fifth, we could take 5 more. Sixth grade's full because... eighth grade's not, so we're repurposing kind of eighth grade. There'll be one eighth grade teacher, 3 third grades. We did it 2 years ago, and I put in there about the Exhibit A, K-5 not to exceed 28, 6 through 8 not to exceed 30. That's why it's kind of iffy, like even seventh grade, 52 over by 2, not technically, but if you see the wait list, that's why we just wait until we get closer and then they start to fall in. The pieces fall together on that, so...
This is 3 teachers per grade, right?
This is currently 3 per grade, my okay. numbers, and that's okay. why I'm doing the K-1-2-3.
Okay.
Because of the overage on, I don't want to jump the gun, Nate and I are working right now through the next year's budget, trying to get numbers together, which looks like fine looks with good. Those numbers because of the increased WPU okay. with the students. Again, the wait list, 4th grade, we have 6 on there, 7 in 6th grade, 11 in 7th, and 9 in 8th grade.
Are you going to need another portable?
Currently, no.
No classes added.
We are adding classrooms, but I've got it figured out. Yep.
Sorry, did he say a bad word?
He did, yeah.
Thank you. I just want to make sure I wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
Portable?
What are they?
I'm like a toddler.
No, we're teasing that it's a bad word. We don't want portable.
We don't talk about that. It's like Bruno, huh?
So is there... Is there usually a wait list for kindergarten at this point? Like, is this...
No. We used to go kindergarten until summer.
Okay.
And then they start to pour in.
Yeah.
But you can tell we're already at.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
there. So, yeah. Actually, open. Teacher evaluations are ongoing right now. Secretary Day coming up April 25th. And then teacher appreciation. That was last month's minutes. Sorry. Assurance, school land trust, plan assurance, compliant, completed today. That was sent to me a few days ago. It was just before we met last time in March, mm-hmm. but didn't really have all the results and data, but went really well. A few things to flying colors, so
okay.
it's really good to see. And then charter school board comprehensive review completed on April 4th. That was last Thursday. The very first year I came in was the first one.
they will be getting a final review with this one. So this Brendan, I forget his last name.
With
the state comes down and does the review. So he met with Tracy and I and JJ doing for it as well. But it was amazing to hear the results and the data. And we were telling Alicia this morning in the executive meeting that he had made the comment to us, like, I debated even coming down because everything looked so, we only had minor issues that were just not even talked about. So we took him on a tour, but it was really cool to hear the state acknowledging everything that these guys have been working towards. And so, final, I'll send it to everybody so you guys can see it, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, yesterday on the news, the governor signed a bill on safety, you know, the bill. And that seemed fairly extensive, and they don't know about budgeting yet. But it had to be done, as I understood it, the 1st of May, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've got a legislative update. There's a zone, a safety zone they'll give us. They have to. They don't even know what it looks like to themselves.
The three things that stood out to me, every teacher had to have a button.
The panic button.
The panic button. That's pretty easy, I would guess.
Well, I'd say we have it already with our app that we do.
Yeah.
That's where we're waiting for some guidance from the governor's office, state board, because technically we do. If they say, oh, it's got to be wired, it's got to be under the desk, every room, every teacher.
They had an armed police, you know.
Yeah.
And then...
And we met about the armed officer, how long ago, JJ? 6 weeks? 7 weeks? It's been a while. When that was first introduced with the guy that came in, we hired him. It's what that looks like. He's been working the state, so that's on the radar, too.
And they have window coverings. They had a name for it, some window covering. I don't know what that amounted to, whether it was huge or little. Or
it's pretty costly. It's just so you don't have to replace your current window on it.
Uh-huh.
It's still expensive, but not bulletproof glass expensive. Went to a conference recently. We looked at that and one of the vendors.
Did it help stop a bullet? Or
it will bullets, but it slows them down. It's kind of like hitting your windshield with a knife, that kind of thing. Eventually, they're going to get through it, but it's going to take business for deterrent, to slow you down, warnings, panic buttons, all that.
And they said we were the first state to do this proactively.
Mm-hmm.
All had shooting.
Been required, yeah.
You just remind me, the legislative update at George Washington Academy, or if you have an RSVP or you need the link again, let me know. Please. Finance, we did meet on Monday morning. We talked about, we got clarification on the ELA curriculum and how we're going to finance that, so we're going to split it into two invoices for 25 and 26. And then we've got some things coming up in the approval tonight. We've got that aftershock. And I'll wait and Tracy can talk about it, but there won't be quotes for it because it's confirmed, so there isn't necessarily a competitor for it. We talked about it, and they need to be resealed and coded, and so we've got our bids, iPads and Chromebooks. We'll be approving those tonight, and that'll be coming from our grant money. A little bit about starting next year's budget, and then we talked about, there was something else that we talked about that I didn't write down. Now we've got a really healthy budget, if you've had a chance to look at it, and then Nate can go into more detail. Policy committee.
All right, we met last week. Super quick meeting, which was nice for everyone, I'm sure. So we have two policies that we're reviewing tonight, and one of them should be pretty easy. There's one question about the effective educator standards policy that we'll need to discuss about if we want to mention that needs to be licensed for Utah code or if we want to leave that out. So, and then Nikki's working on a school bus policy.
We'll chat.
Can't wait. And then, we have the legislative update meeting in a couple weeks at GWA.
Perfect. Start all over.
And then, all your work starts over.
Not that you ever finish.
I know, that's what I was going to say. I'm not
even
done.
Maybe that's what we need to look for in our recruitment is another board member for the policy committee. Like, if we do have somebody that's good at reading code, writing things. You guys have been doing fabulous, yes, but more hands.
Yeah. For sure. Especially in my marketing update, I may want to be switching some of my time investment to that.
You can't do that.
Not that I would leave policy, but if there's, if we have more.
No, definitely.
As soon as I do, we'll meet.
Any questions for Ellen? Okay, Cheddar.
We did not get to meet this morning.
Executive committee, we did meet this morning. So we started off talking about culture. It's the end of the year, so there's some expected stress with end of the year testing, RISE testing's happening, and all of that stuff happening. But overall, like, no chronic issues, nothing but just kind of the end of year expected stuff. Staffing in next year. We did talk a little bit about that comprehensive review, which we talked about. We went over the surveys. You guys have access in for the parents, the spreadsheet that I have for the director one. Overall, they were really good comments, like nothing that alarmed us when we first glanced through it. We didn't get a chance to deep dive into it this morning, but we kind of all, they were good, so. But if you have access, you guys can go look at it whenever, and I will send out the. Any questions?
Okay. With the I have one. Sorry.
Yep.
With the surveys, once we do have a chance to kind of look through everything, how do we then like implement? Like, is there like a thing where if like this many people said something, then it gets?
Yeah, we kind of look for any themes if there's something going on, and then we'll create an action plan with Tracy of how we're going to address it. Yep, so we'll have one for, like, we kind of look at all of the feedback and say, I'll use the backyard. People are saying that the backyard looks disheveled. And so that was something left up or things like that. So the uniform policy last year, we ended up having that task force that resulted from it.
Yeah,
because we don't want just to take the results and do nothing with it. We'll look at where our opportunities are and make an action plan. Okay, with that, marketing update.
Yeah, so I have a deck that I haven't made a PowerPoint in a while. So I sent you guys a link to it. The formatting's a little wonky because I made it in PowerPoint and now it's in Google Slides. But I don't know if, like, everyone here, I can...
All of us have it if you want to share with Wes.
Then I can make mine. Okay. So I came in today and I had all these marketing skills and I've done nothing. What?
You're not paid. It's not a job.
I know, but I feel like it is, you know. So I've been wanting to kind of dive back into this aspect of things. And I had a great chat with whoever was there. I can't remember right now because this is my brain.
Stakeholders.
Thank you. Okay. And so what I've kind of noticed that one of the challenges that we have at Valley is that we're a really great secret, you know. And I think more people are becoming aware of Valley, but not necessarily everything we offer. And especially looking at things like arts and, you know, physical education, the outdoors, things that other schools tend to cut quickly when budgets demand, we are committed to keeping those. But it can be really difficult for us to kind of communicate this with the community at large. So what you'll see in this deck is some recommendations around kind of putting a little bit more strategy behind our messaging, built around a few themes that are what set us apart. So you'll see these, like the academic success, which I think is a really important piece in kind of the current era, we viewed it in the past. Obviously the arts with music and dance, outdoor recreation, a lot of the science like coding, robotics, just opportunities for things that other schools don't offer. Farming and gardening, like that's huge. And then lastly, I think we're really special in that we are really rooted in our community and kind of tapping into that sense of community and the, you know, the small town vibe where everyone kind of knows each other here. So my kind of like concept to all this is really simple, just starting with, you know, why Valley? Why should parents who have a child choose Valley, and how do we communicate that to prospective parents and then the community as a whole for fundraising opportunities as well? And so, you know, at its heart, the answer to that is because every child deserves access to a well-rounded, holistic education. So, you know, at Valley, we're interested in offering kids arts and outdoors experiences, not just sitting at a desk all day doing, you know, standardized testing. So we have that too. Okay, so I have kind of two themes based around those larger categories that I've fleshed out a bit. And the first one is that art is an essential part of you know, childhood, the human experience, education. And I don't need to read all this to you, but essentially that art is not just a nice to have, that it's a really important part of especially elementary education. And you'll see on the next slide some of the messaging that I'd like to use in, you know, digital communications is really leaning into these scientific studies that show how important art is, that, you know, students from low socioeconomic status backgrounds, it's been studied that they have higher test scores in science and writing when they're older if they had high levels of arts engagement in kindergarten and elementary school. And then also, you know, I think Betsy and I talked briefly about this, that, you know, Valley isn't just a school for artists. It's, you know, art can be anything. It can be, like, you know, landing a jump on your bike, performing in a play, coding a website. It doesn't have to be, you know, this narrow view of making a painting or how we typically think of art. And lastly, that it's for everyone. So a high-quality arts education shouldn't be relegated to, you know, costly private schools, and it values from all walks of life can gain access to these things that really amplify education. So these are some suggested tactics to communicate some of this messaging to both prospective parents, current parents, and then, like, community members as we think about, you know, maybe increasing our fundraising efforts. So updated website copy and, you know, maybe a little design refresh of the website too, just cleaning things up a bit, maybe making it a little bit more functional. And then pre-planning some social media posts that, you know, we can just have ready to go and that are evergreen, so it doesn't have to be tied to an event or a day or, you know, a certain happening, but something that just kind of highlights both the importance of art and then also showcasing how that's integrated into the curriculum at Valley. You know, fun little social videos with students talking about their art, what art is to them, and then sponsored content opportunities. So I don't know if we maybe, you know, think about reaching out to the Spectrum or St. George News, and just as a way of building awareness with people outside of. And then from a fundraising standpoint, looking at things like, you know, an auction featuring either donations from local artists or even student artists, I think could be really cool. And then fundraising campaigns that are geared towards individual audiences or demographics, so people who are really passionate about the arts are going to be more likely to give in support of arts education. Okay, and I don't want to repeat myself too much, but this is kind of my second overarching theme that I fleshed out, and this is similar in the idea of the outdoors are another integral part of childhood development. They give kids the opportunity to develop a respect for their surrounding, the chance to nurture a passion for the land, water, animals, and plants. All these things are formative, practical experiences that kind of help kids use what they learn in the classroom and apply them in the real world. But not everyone has access to, you know, the outdoors and nature-based activities. And so at Valley, that's, I think, really what sets us apart, is that that's included in education here. Messaging on this one is kind of similarly focusing on the science behind, you know, how going outside increases children's ability to focus, enhances skills, and access to nature decreases symptoms of ADHD in children. And these are all backed by real research. And this one said about, you know, applying concepts learned inside the classroom to the real world, and that at Valley we make this accessible. So we, you know, we have traditional classroom settings, but then they're enhanced by things like gardening, agriculture, mountain biking, skiing, the bikes that the kindergartners had, like so many different things that kind of amplify these opportunities for our kids here. And so the tactics for this would be pretty much the same. updated copy. Some new photos for the website would be great, too, that really show what we have to offer. I know when I was first considering an elementary school as a parent, the first place I went was the website. And a lot of the photos are either maybe old or you just don't really know exactly what you're looking at, so maybe just a clearer picture there. And then the social posts, the sponsored content, and then the same thing with, targeting people who are engaged in outdoor organizations or who that's, that's dear to their heart for fundraising efforts. So those are kind of the campaign buckets that I've built. And then I would also want to do a similar thing for, like, the academics and some of the science and, like, coding robotics as well to speak to all that. But then just overall, a few recommendations that I think we could, it's kind of low-hanging fruit. Like, some of these things we could start implementing later. So, like, a monthly e-newsletter that goes out to has, like, a really prominent CTA that encourages them to share it with, friends who may have kids, who may also want to attend Valley. So it's serving two purposes, is keeping current parents in the loop of what's going on, kind of touting some of our successes, and then also encouraging those parents to be advocates for the school and share it with other families that they know. The website and, maybe investing in professional photography, perhaps a kid-free annual event that is geared towards fundraising. This is something that private schools typically do, where there's like an auction gala night type thing, and I know it's like parents highly get to go do something that it's, for the school, but a night out. Like bumper stickers and yarns, like all the swag that I bought from the Booster Club I love and I thought would look so cute on a car. And then finally, maybe thinking about an annual fund. So, we have the maybe campaign-specific fundraising efforts, but then also just an annual fund that is available on our website. Some sample copy there of, like, the Fund for Valley supports all of Valley's core programs, making an immediate difference in the lives, blah, blah, blah. And then with the functionality for people to give directly through the website. And then the next step would just be figuring out how to do all of this. So let's do that on that side. Thank you.
Thank you. Lots of good stuff.
So I don't know well from there with that. Like if anybody wants to join me in the marketing task force and...
Pepsi?
Yeah, I know.
Well, and this kind of ties in, too, with the potential approval tonight with the Aptogy.
While she was reading that, I'm like, that's already better.
Oh, is that the new website vendor? Oh, great.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, I mean, that might be kind of our first step.
Yeah.
Starting
it
there.
Perfect. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
No, this is fabulous. Like, this is really good stuff and great ideas and how we can.
But I'm also, like, if anybody thinks this is off base, like, I don't want to keep pursuing a path that's like, no, this is not representative or not applicable,
It's what we've always wanted. It's just getting it done.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, who's doing it?
Exactly.
So that's why the task force would be.
Yeah, I think the kind of the first thing that I want to tackle would be figuring out the social media stuff. Like, I can come up with the copy and everything, but then I don't know if there's opportunity for students to, in the yearbook club or whatever, to, like, dabble in graphic design. I don't know. And, like, video and, like, photography, I'm not here to capture that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the and then who's going to post it all?
It's easier to post stuff.
Absolutely does. And it posts it all in one place.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like
so
a push.
Because if I could do it in there, I could do it. I just
can.
Okay. I just don't want to go back into the...
That strategy on where we're sitting, all the pictures for the drive. I mean, Brittany loved to send us pictures. She does all the drive access, and then you go onto the new website, and you have like 8 marks.
Okay. All these things are answered then. I guess, and then just this would be kind of more minutia, but identifying like if students are in those photos, has everybody signed waivers to be used on social media and stuff? Okay.
And we have a list. We go over it quite often, especially on trips.
Oh, so they don't have to opt in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
And that's during the registration process. So
then with the fundraising stuff, like, I don't know if Betsy, like, I feel like you and the Booster Club have such a good handle on all that. I don't know.
We're trying.
Yeah. I mean, I think you guys, if, I don't know if that's, like, more falls under your... Yeah. And I don't know if like galas and stuff are going to happen, but I just, you know,
it's still an idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and I think too, this last bullet point, identify our funding priorities. Like, what are some things that are wish list for the kids that we want, so that we do have a
what?
Huh? Meeting adjourned. No, this is really good. Thank you, Ellen. Like, this is exciting. This could, really take us to the next level and get our name out there for these things. So, very nice.
It seems like the timing is perfect.
It really is.
Website, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I didn't do it sooner.
Yep.
Like I should have.
No, this is perfect timing because I think pending approval, I think it'll all fall right into place. Welcome, Nate.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Floor is yours.
Good to be here. Thanks. Budget for this year, it got put to drive, right?
Yes.
Okay, sweet. So, there was a few things that changed before the year ends. We just continued to update that forecast. Always a good thing. Our program is also performing super well. We updated the local revenue forecast for that, and our state and federal revenue for that is also $1,000 of our projected $205,000. For just to give you an idea, we only had about $140,000 of local revenue come in, so we're up about $65,000 right now. And I think the main driver for that is our PTIF account, the activities, the donations, and things like that. So. The expense side of things, we are looking at updating a few of the compensations. There are some stipends, TAP, that each employee can get on that, or?
Yeah, 32 hours.
But is there a dollar amount that's capped?
Well, the way I understood it was it's hours or 4 days, additional paid days.
Okay. If they put a cap on what daily limit they can get. Right now, a little bit of extra educator salary adjustment, or educator professional time stipend money is left over. I'm just trying to figure out a way if we can use that and bring it back to the state.
I'll look into it. That's a great, 196?
396 maybe?
396?
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds better. Okay. It'll jog my memory at most.
For sure. let's look into that. I've initially reached out to the state to see who would be. Really, there's not a lot of addition, like any finance community did talk about a couple of projects that we try and tackle this year instead of next year, software that we might want to get. I think we have a little bit of extra room in our budget this year that allows us to do that, or we don't have to put that into next year's budget. Our forecast is 0.5%, which equates to
Yeah, we moved it just to make sure we have time to kind of wrap everything up.
Okay. Jake, if you will, so encouraging. I had a phone call with Jordan today, who's with Roundtable. Just getting times. I'm pumped for Valley Academy. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. Next year's budget, I think, is going to have increased student count, but we won't have any additional buildings.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's move. Can I get approval of the March 7th meeting minutes?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the March 7th board meeting.
Any discussion or correction? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. The next one is the discussion and possible approval of the student travel policy. Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the student travel policy.
Second?
I'll second that.
West second. Any discussion or questions?
Yeah, I noticed that on it we totally eliminate personal cars, which is probably good, but aren't there times that a personal car is needed? And if you've got it totally eliminated, you lose that. You can't do it, really, without... legal problem.
We only use personal cars. I'm not sure how that really works.
Well, it's
you know.
I didn't hear the question.
Does it eliminate personal car use for the school in the policy?
It does.
For school purposes.
No.
Oh, okay.
For extended travel, anyway.
That might be true, but not for regular.
But aren't you have just a one carload? You're going to Mesquite for something, and you can't do it on the...
Yeah, do you have that?
So
you have
it's Section 6, extended travel.
Any extended travel that exceeds 100 miles from the school or crosses state lines shall be by properly insured commercial carrier. Commercial vehicles that seat 11 or more, driver included, may not be used to transport students unless the vehicle meets the federal school bus safety standards. And then there's a link to the Utah code.
Yeah,
rental vehicles that exceed that meet that standard?
No.
So how would you get
the commercial insured ones maybe with, but not the bus one?
Yeah, how many seats is going to require to get a bus?
Yeah, that's the whole idea behind that one, so you don't do the large vans. That
it eliminates personal vehicles.
Yeah, I think there's times.
I would agree with you.
I've used mine 1,000 times. I mean, Marilyn was in charge of cheerleaders, and I ended up driving them all over the world, in a private car. And
right. Yeah, this is our policy committee chair.
Yeah, we'll change it.
She'll be happy to look into that.
So even like... what's the springs right out here?
Pike Springs.
Pike Springs. Because that crosses into
Arizona. We're on different, state lines.
That's only 30 miles.
Correct. So that's been the, because that's in our old policy, that's been the rule.
Yeah.
So it's not something that, so it's not something that was added in there.
Again, it's probably something we just overlooked and not thought about.
Yeah.
But do we,
so my example would be like if the bus is out there or even for, actually just barely, wagon track, and then I go out for dinner using my personal vehicle. And according to this, wanted to go catch up with them or go out for just a night. Is that how you read it?
Oh, not reading it for employees. I'm reading it for transporting students.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, but if you bring a sick student home
extended student
in your car or something.
But how did you get kids to...
We actually read it home, so...
There you go.
Gotcha. Or you just might bring them home in it.
I think that might be an extenuating circumstance. It wasn't the...
Yeah.
But does wagon track cross state lines?
It didn't, but...
It was close to the state line.
But we'd have been okay on that, and we brought them back with bus. Parents dropped them off, buses brought them back, so it's a bad example. Bus out to there.
Okay.
And I was just thinking, like...
The question is, do we want to open that up?
Right.
What is code
for
today?
For an option.
Can we do the same thing?
If you've got a small group of students... Right, some of these students that need to go to Vegas or something.
Yeah.
You don't want
to. Anyways, honestly, because then it's not our insurance.
What about the 100 miles thing, too? Because how far is Brian head? Like, and do you guys use 100? No. Oh, okay.
No, but...
That one is.
That one's 100.
Oh.
I think you encourage what you've got here, but I would leave it open so that, you know, first of all.
Do you want to revisit that, Ellen?
Yeah, Nikki, what did the code? Maybe we just get rid of the...
Or use that language.
Like we just started at the commercial vehicles that seat 11 or more, but just remove that first sentence in there?
Could do that.
That 11 or more has to do with the vans, right?
It does.
So USU had the van racks. Does anybody...
The what was it?
Utah State did several years ago where they had 12 passenger vans got into a wreck. I think there were a couple of them that got into a wreck.
That's what that part of that law is about. But if we're about smaller vehicles, right, a mini car or an SUV, right, and it's a personal...
Yeah, I think we should remove that first sentence that Wes pointed out.
That would leave it open.
Yeah.
So amend the motion. First sentence in section C.
Okay.
However.
I'll make a motion that we approve this with the update of removing that first sentence to section 6, item C. Right?
Sounds good.
Okay. Good catch.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Aye.
Motion passed. Okay, so then the next one is the discussion and possible approval of the effective ed policy. Can I get a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the effective educator standards policy.
Second?
I'll second it, but we do need to discuss one thing in it.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just catching up here. Admins of charter schools do not need to be licensed. Yeah, the last section, item C. Do we want to require that our admins are licensed, or do we not want to mention that, or?
I don't think we want to require our admin to be licensed. I personally, because just transparency, we're looking at it, they know that they're not required, but they still have these standards.
I kind of like that. I don't think we should require it either, but I like that language.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, why don't you want them licensed?
Like legally, it's not required.
Because I just feel like parents, we're all compared to public schools, and that saying who's certified and who's not. Here's the transparency that our teachers are. Our admin doesn't have to be.
But we still encourage them to meet these standards, right?
Yeah, I understand.
Mulling it over.
I'm with you. Why follow the law? Because you're not. You don't legally have to.
Because
the
end.
The code and it says that you don't have to.
Because I think at the end of the day,
for admin,
the board, well, and the director, we're going to make the best decision based on qualifications, which hopefully that's part of our criteria, but it's not required if somebody amazing comes along.
That's my
concern. That liability falls on us.
No, you guys should have that kind of flexibility.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes there's somebody out there that would be a good administrator, but they're not licensed.
Same with teachers, same as we do that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Leave it as is. Okay.
You just brought up the fact that you guys did have an interim director at one point.
That had an agenda. I was trying to figure out what it was.
At least we weren't breaking the law.
I don't want to bring up the maturation program, did I? Here we are.
You should have been licensed for that.
Oh, my God. I should have an honorary license.
From the state of Utah.
That was Delco.
That was.
Oh, it's all coming.
Oh, actually, I do remember that now, yes.
My wife's having her baby. Oh, no, she didn't.
As a matter of fact, she's not leaving for another 2 months.
All right, discussion and possible approval of the purchase of iPads and Chromebooks. My apologies, I left out.
Do we want to do these separate or as one?
It's all under the same grant.
But it's a different vendor, isn't it?
Are they different vendors?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then yes.
Make a motion that we approve the purchase of Crooks. Oh. Who are we getting them from?
Sorry, I was on iPads. Let me get
that. Oh, well, let me change it. I make a motion that we approve the purchase of iPads from who?
35 iPads. Vendor is Amazon, correct?
From
Okay, so...
What are the iPads for? Are those for teachers?
Uh-huh. Teachers and Title I testing.
Uh-huh.
Dell's been very workable on trying to get their tablets, phones. What else have we tried it on? Chromebooks?
Chromebooks.
But the iPads.
These seem really cheap. Which
it's pretty, yeah.
That's, yeah, that's a good price. Me.
It's $1,000 less than going through Apple, actually.
Yeah.
Permits that the state has set by a long shot.
Good cover's cheaper, though. I got less than $9.
Okay. Did you send it to me as a doc?
Or no, it's PDF. Yeah.
We sent it to you as a Word doc,
yeah.
So I can update the
PDF. I did.
So you can drink it. Sorry. Side conversation. All in favor of the purchase of 35 iPads, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Unanimous? Okay, can I get a motion for the Chromebook?
Make a motion that we purchase, was it 100?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 100 Chromebooks from, is that one from Onward?
Cool. It's our cheapest, yeah.
From Texas School.
I second it.
Okay. Discussion or questions?
Cool, because we also need that. Not doing something wrong.
You have to have ball.
You do have to have ball. You have to verbiage that.
Okay. We can just include that, or just add in the discussion that will there'll be an additional $3,500 for what's it called?
The management system.
The management system. Okay. Because that's going to be a possibility.
Mine has that in there.
Okay.
As well. Yeah.
I would also like to make sure when we're doing these that this is all covered by a grant as well. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, unanimous.
It's on my desk, Nate.
Next, we have the discussion and possible approval of the crack seal and coating for the parking lot. Can I get a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the bid crack seal and coating for the parking lot. Was that with Sunrock?
That testing is Paradigm, and it's also the cheapest.
Okay, with Paradigm?
With Paradigm.
Okay.
Second?
Second.
So, Betsy, any questions for Tracy on this?
How much is that?
So, it's $24,696 minus $650. That mastic, that drops us down to just over
$26,000.
$24,000. And they repair the cracks and then recoat all the parking lots?
Yeah. Yeah. The ones for tomorrow, just so you have an idea, they're so big, they're doing mastic deep, and they have their plant up, they're going to come out and do it for $650, otherwise we're talking three. So that saved us a lot of money, and then that's why it's in the bid, but then I pulled it out and said do it sooner.
Okay, cool. We'll do the restriping then, right?
No, nope, that's also
Oh,
included.
That's they're going to do the restriping too. Okay.
They'll come out, clean all the joints, seal them, and then seal the parking lot. Stripe it, paints, redo all the.
Got paint. Enough projects. That's what we talked to one of the finance committees. He's got a bunch of summer projects coming up.
JJ
so.
Said he woke up the other night.
We're paying for this
fencing.
One. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Unanimous. The next one is the discussion and possible approval of the purchase of Aptogee. Can I get a motion?
Motion to approve the purchase of Aptogee.
Second.
I'll second it.
Okay. Tracy, do you want to...
Tell us what happened.
Yeah, you bet. So I went through the first presentation, then I had both of these guys sit through it again, because I'm going to miss Aptogee. The closest district using Aptogee is Iron County, and it's a not just your website, but also your personal app. And then there's another... What's it called? A control, a background where you, it control. For example, social media. There's like six or eight. You go on the website, the backside. You download a video and you say download to all of your social medias, text,
so
website.
As far as I'm concerned, he's giving us the impression that we have a service currently. It's called One Call Now, where we send out email.
Okay.
Yes. So.
And it increases our audience. right? Can you choose the audience? So if it's going to social media, it goes to everybody, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's how they push people to go. So we want parents to go to the app, right? Not necessarily to Instagram. Although that Apogee gives us the ability to post things on each of the social media platforms. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Anyways, look. Really.
All in, it would give access, for example, which I loved, Jill, you put it in there, just user-friendly, and that's kind of the point. They said after two, things like that, everything's in one place, it's clean, there's so much more ability.
You can
go live on your app, so everybody that's downloaded the app from the store, they'll tell you it's live, you'll get the same updates I'm doing. Apogee, I can kind of picture like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Like, it's a step up. Is that a good analogy?
How much?
Like, I might be strong, but
yeah.
The Rock?
Yeah.
I've never thought of that much difference, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
How much?
One of the things, both have the same hairstyle.
So, they're very adept at working with schools. That's one of the things that I like. The other thing that I like is on the app, it appears as like it's a social media feed, but it's not giving people the option to provide feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To comment or like.
But all of our comments, even when they're negative, we've got people on there fighting our battles for us. I kind of like that.
It's true. we'll still have that, but as far as the app is concerned, to me that's a safe space for people to go.
Because this will be just, you have to have like a login. Right?
No, not
the app. Except that anybody can download it and have access to it. You don't have to enter like
that. That's one of the reasons that they set it up that way, so that it doesn't get convoluted with that kind of stuff.
So we'd still have to be careful on what's posted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any part of it that is like password protected that could be a resource for parents to know, like?
No, and I think it goes right back to the website. Anybody with website access could see anything that we put out there. So
that's why
you have to have that mindset to be careful what you're putting on in lockdown.
But we control everything that goes on that app. So it's got a feature where if somebody put out posts, right, for the arts, for example, and it goes before it gets posted, again, it eliminates a lot of the negative parts of social media. Mm-hmm. Like Tracy said, that's kind of how we started the presentation, is Academy on the Internet, what do they see? Here's your website, how many clicks does it take to get to here or here? More like a dozen.
Existing website?
Yeah.
That's the initial setup, and they come in, and we get onboarding, and then it takes them several months working with us, what it looks like, revamping it, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Both ThrillShare charge is $83.59, and that's based on our student count. Then we'll reapprove each year for the...
That's what happens, it's just an
annual. They do have a retention? 98%?
That
sounds good.
Is particularly to Iron County, he gave me the reference up there.
People
on Reddit are like, really
good.
Happy with the
eyes.
That means a lot. I know, I like to dabble.
It means stuff.
People like it.
We're good.
Okay, sorry. Will it also, like, be, now this is like it used to be you'd ask if it would be mobile responsive. Will it be will it look okay on desktop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not, sometimes you go and you're like, you can't use an app on the desktop.
Yeah. That's part of the sales pitch.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then you said they're going to do all of the content migration and stuff, but do they have, like, creatives on staff? Are they going to be like rewriting copy? Are we going to be tasked with that? Like, because we're not going to want to just, are we going to pull over everything, copy and paste? Like,
it's their designers working with us on what we want. So it's starting from scratch, or we can say we want this moved over. No, that's totally up.
That's super cheap for having like creative hours included. So.
Yeah. They even have a number of creative hours. There's an unlimited.
Yeah, it seems like they did.
And I'm not, I think it looks great. I just used to work on this
gooey
side of things.
Like, once we get that migration done, and then they post
we can update it.
Yeah, access, and he walked us through a few steps of that, and it was, I haven't felt a little bit more user-friendly.
Yeah.
is nice.
Which
you
is
know,
nice.
Right now with the menus, I go in, copy, paste, hyperlink, go to the next page.
Yeah, it is a little cumbersome. Yeah, GoDaddy's like labor intensive. I mean, I think that's for like if you're a developer.
GoDaddy is a step up from our old website. Our old website.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It was very good.
I hated that old website. So, like, I'm loving GoDaddy, but if this is going to make it easier, I'm all for
and
it.
And for $250, $300 a year, it puts labor into it. That's where we've seen it.
Exactly. Any other questions?
Do we approve that?
Not yet. Any other questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Unanimous. Okay, I don't know of a need for closed session. Action for from this, so I'll get everything posted. I'll get the two policies posted. The minutes and the audio you'll do. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, 7:13.
Wow. I know, that was so quick. Yeah, it's still light out.